to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your touring couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Monday, March 26th, 2018.
And this is episode 230. Is this still saying we're playing Divinity?
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
What's the thing?
To stop the stream, apparently, because I changed it.
You don't have to stop it.
And I saved it.
Keep going.
I mean, if everybody's going to come in saying, hey, you're playing Divinity. Nah, I'm playing.
Yes, everybody is.
Everybody's going to do it. That's fine.
That's fine. Like, no.
No, we're not playing Divinity. Ha! We trapped you into the show.
Yeah.
But yes.
Welcome.
Welcome. We're not playing Divinity 2 Original Sin. I apologize. I will try to set that up beforehand. I will say, with using the chat bot that kind of lets me watch the chat, I can see the chat while we're talking, which helps me out a lot. You know, I don't have to have like 20 billion windows up and everything else, you know, across my two monitors. And, you know, I mean, it's cool. It's cool. It's fine, everybody. Calm down. But yeah, welcome everybody to the Valentine Cast. I am Jay Valentine. This is my lovely, lovely wife and partner in life, Renee Valentine. How you doing, babe?
Doing all right. That was a stretch, though. Your couple name was a stretch.
What do you mean, my couple? What?
It just seemed like a little bit of a stretch.
Like a bad stretch or a good stretch? I mean, because there's some stretches where you're like, when you wake up and you're like, you get it like a really good stretch and it's really good. Or there's some bad stretches where you're like stretching and you pull a muscle. So what was the rating of this stretch? That happened.
That did he. Hey, you playing Divinity? Panda? I feel like y'all are just effing with us at the moment. Stretch was, you know, 8 out of 10.
80 out of 10?
Yeah.
8 out of 10? Okay, it's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
Oh, wait a minute, is 10 bad or 10 good?
What do you think it is?
I don't know, man. That's why I'm asking. I'm not a mind reader. You always tell me.
So,
Jay, I'm not a mind reader.
No, we're not playing Divinity Original Sin, but is it bad that I would rather be playing Divinity Original?
So we can take a poll. Do you want to take a poll?
No, I don't want. No, I want to do the show.
I mean, we can do a show and play at the same time if you want.
I can't do a show and play.
Sure you can.
No, I can't.
You do everything else and play.
Ooh, snap. Burn.
Yeah.
No. I'm good.
All right. Well, cool. So what's up, Valen Tavern? How's everyone doing? Who do we have with us in the Valen Tavern?
We have Diddy, Udella, Zerbius.
Oh, Zerbius.
Hando is here. Mm-hmm. JK is here. Delexion is here. And also Slumduggins is here.
Yeah, this is
y'all.
This is the first time Slumduggins has been here.
Hey, Slum D. SD. Welcome to the show. This show isn't about much, but it's about us. So,
yeah.
It's just regular old couple. Nothing special. We don't do wild stuff. No.
Let me turn this off again. Let me do this.
Are you
boom.
Shutting down the stream?
Done. No, I'm not shutting off the stream. I wonder if I can change my status. Let me go invisible. I'm invisible. And now I'm going to go back online. It still says Divinity.
Okay. Yeah.
So, anyway.
I always forget that Delexion is Shanna. I was like Shanna and Dana. Shanna and Danny.
Oh, man.
But to be fair, I remember nothing. Ever.
That is true.
It's a little annoying.
Yeah, definitely. So, this week, this past week was, we kind of laid low a little bit, but in that laying low, we had like a huge snowstorm.
Yeah.
Was it a snowstorm? Oh, we had a big snow.
It was a big snow.
It lasted about a day.
It was a day. But it was a lot of snow.
Yeah. So we got like 7-8 inches or something like that.
Yeah. It didn't even seem like that much. But it was all gone like the next day. That's how crazy it was.
Now, that's the amazing part of it. That's my kind of snow.
We get like 6 inches of snow and then it's like 60 degrees the next day. This weather is insane.
Yeah. So that was the first 4 days of spring.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a nice welcomed thing for the second day of spring.
Yeah. The girls had fun. They went and sled down their granddad's hill.
They did.
And they made a snowman.
Yep.
And then promptly destroyed it. I didn't know that kids destroyed their snowman after they do that, but apparently they do. So, okay. Yeah. So it was cool. They had a blast on the hills.
Oh yeah.
I made them take their own sled up because I was like, and I stayed at the top of the hill. So granddad was at the bottom. I was at the top. I didn't move. So I just like launched them down the hill.
Yeah.
From the top.
Yeah. So Slumduggins, actually, I met him. He came here visiting Louisville with his girlfriend. Actually, you remember Renee. I was talking to you about it. Something came up and I couldn't go like that night to go hang with them. And he called, remember? We're kind of talking. I was kind of telling him where he can get a good Kentucky Brown and stuff like that. But I got to meet him and his girlfriend at the store. And it was kind of cool seeing them and everything. And then they had a little incident Sunday morning going back to Colorado. Had a flat tire. Woke up to a flat tire. But I hope their first visit, if it was your first visit, I hope your visit to Louisville was great. I hope the next time you come in town that we get to spend some time together and hang out and drink some good bourbon. Yeah, for real. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
I'm just waiting on JK to come visit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, JK, you know, I don't think he loves me as much as he says he does. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't want to come out and see me. And it hurts me. In one of those places that I don't like to talk about. It really hurts me, babe. Like, deep down.
Really?
No, not really. But I just wanted him to feel bad.
Okay,
so.
Well, mission accomplished, probably.
Hopefully the delay is enough there to make him feel bad.
Yeah.
And then it comes back.
Just enough, you know.
But, yeah, so this weekend we had the snow. Sea of Thieves came out for the Xbox and PC.
Yes.
So Sea of Thieves is like an open world PvE/PvP cooperative MMO game where you are pirates and you're living the life of pirateering, whatever you want to call it. And I will say, I'm having a pretty good time. There's a lot still there that's missing, but it's one of those. It's a nice side game to play with people you know. You don't want to play with folks that you don't know because stuff can just go real bad. So I downloaded the game either Monday night or Tuesday night, whenever it came out, and it was waiting for me. Then before work, I woke up and Frisco's and Sully were on. So I was like, you know, I'm going to play a quick, do a little couple of missions with them before I go to work. And as soon as we got in the boat, we're going to our mission. We go catch a couple of chickens. We get back on the boat and we're like, oh, yeah, we're going to the next island. And lo and behold, the sky goes purple and dark.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're like, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, we see these tentacles just come out of the water.
It was a freaking kraken.
It hadn't been 5 minutes of me playing. And when this is the first time they've had to deal with this, we get attacked by a kraken. And I'm like, oh my God, like the kraken's like squeezing the ship. It comes down and it grabbed me and took me back and was like eating my face or eating me. And I shot it in the mouth while I was inside of it. And then it lunged me over. It lunged me far away. So I had to swim back to the ship.
Oh, my goodness.
Swim back to the ship, get back on. And, like, we had to load up all the cannons, shoot the cannons at the kraken, try to hit them in the mouth. load them up again, shoot. And it was just like, it was crazy. I mean, like, you're actually having to load cannons, go down to the, if the Kraken, you know, bust up something down in the lower below the water, it starts, water starts coming in.
So what happens if your ship's destroyed?
So you have to keep, boarding up the hulls if you can.
So what happens if your ship's destroyed?
If your ship's destroyed, I mean, you all pretty much die, and then you get to start all over and you get a new ship. So you get sent back to the thing.
Okay, so you do get, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but you, if there's any bounty or anything like that that you picked up, you lose that. You know, like, you can stock your ship up. Like, we found out that each barrel can hold 100 cannonballs. You know, so we were, like, loading up the cannons, and then we were, like, keeping cannonballs on us so that we can, like, we'll shoot it. Then we have to load it, shoot it. And, like, it's really cool. Like, you're having to drop the sails, turn the angle of the sails to catch the best wind. Mm-hmm. We're doing tricks like Sully would spin the wheel full bow, and then we will drop the anchor. So it'll do, like, a quick turn, because we're on a big galleon. We're on a big ship, and it doesn't move as fast. And so we had to kind of do stuff like that to try to make turns real quick. So, I mean, you had to do all of that. I mean, it's like, man, it's managing
it
the
sounds
ship.
Like fun.
It is.
So
and like the cool part is like, one of the things you can do, you know, you can play an instrument, and you'll be playing an instrument, and then like everyone else is playing, it's kind of like Lord of the Rings, where when we all would play instruments and stuff.
Oh, that was fun.
And we're having like a jam session. It'll all sync up, and then You know, whoever's not playing, they can dance, and it's into step with the music that's playing, and it's pretty cool. They do have like open raids and stuff like that. So we went to a raid, and while we were there, we were like clearing the raid out. Then lo and behold, here comes another ship that pirated us. They came up while we were
still all your stuff.
They sunk us.
That seems a little.
So
demoralizing when that happened.
It was a little demoralizing because
I hate feeling demoralized.
Here's why it was demoralizing. Because the game still needs some work. And it's like we held the aggro of those skeletons that were pouring out. And even when we died, got our ship, came back, because we were like, you guys aren't getting this loot. You know, we're gonna keep, you know, at you guys. And it was like, as soon as we pull up, they're just sitting there in front of the island, and the skeletons are like, huh, just wait for Jay, Frisco's, and Sully to come back, and then, you know, we'll just attack them again, you know? We'll just wait for them. We don't see that ship right there that those other people were on. And as soon as we pull up, you know, we're trying to sneak up behind them and stuff like that, and it was like, do-do-do-do-do-do, and then all of a sudden, the skeleton started shooting cannonballs at us.
It's freaking skeletons.
Like, really? And so what we did, we jumped off the ship, and we swam up under their ship. So we were like up under their ship, and then
doing crazy moves.
So when we were standing up under the back end of their ship, and our ship sank, then we kind of went around the side and we climbed up on the ship, and we were going to steal their ship. So I killed one, Sully killed one, and Frisco's killed one, and he almost killed the last one, but there was some lag that was going on. And Frisco got killed.
Aww,
so,
Frisco.
So it was kind of sad a little bit, because we wanted to steal their ship and be like, go on somewhere. But it didn't work out that way. So we finally got tired of trolling them and trying to keep them from getting the loot. And we're just like, you know what? The stupid skeletons keep attacking us. They can just have it, you know. So it's fun to play. It just released last week. There's some work that needs to be done, but it's a good side game, you know. But yeah, it's just fun. The whole selling aspect and everything is just, it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you played some stuff too, right?
Yeah, but first, I want to talk about, it's a sad story, a little bit. So,
oh, man.
I don't know if I ever said this, but when my mom was alive, we wanted to do a DNA test for her. We got the DNA test. We did it. We sent it out. Lo and behold, months after her death, found out that it was never activated. So
the way it works is Ancestry. When you get the stuff, you need to activate it.
Yeah.
And then when you activate it, is when you give the sample and then send it.
Right.
So mom, she had gave her sample, but come to find out, it never got activated.
And the activation code was nowhere to be found.
Right.
If we found it now, we could activate it and it would be there.
It's still a possibility. I mean, I know
we
dad
still maybe could find it. Possibly. But so, it kind of hurt me down to my core. I begged them if there was any possible way, but they do not link the two together. They don't link the person who bought it and the results at all.
Right.
So they were super nice. And what they did do for me is they sent me a kit so that if it wasn't my dad's, it must come from my mom kind of thing.
Right.
So since, you know, I'm half my mom and half my dad. So I did do my ancestry, and it was all pretty much in order with what I thought. I am 20% British, for those of you all who didn't know. So I have something in common with the British people. Hold on, let me get the rest. I am 27% Ivory Coast in Ghana, which I expected. My dad is like 20% or something like that. 30% Cameroon, 9% Senegal, 6% Scandinavia, and 5% Western Europe. And I came from the South Carolina African Americans, which makes sense because my mom is from South Carolina and my dad is from Virginia, which is, you know, the area. So it's interesting. I mean, I knew I was 20% or so whitish because my great grandfather was a slave owner. So that's how I knew. So I guess he was British. I didn't know if he was Irish or Scottish or whatever. So not surprising, British. So it was interesting to find out that. And it's cool because they hook you up with people that have the same DNA. Like I'm a 64 cm. I think it's sent to something, but it means you're close to some guy I've never heard of who has a family I've never heard of. So he's trying to figure out where we're, you know, where we're matched up.
Right.
And Jay is up next. We're gonna get his DNA done.
Yeah, so go and get mine done. I think it'll be next month. I'm looking forward to it.
You are high yellow, so you better be like 80% white or something.
Right. If so, then could I have white privilege at that point? Please.
Nah, sorry.
I got shit. Oh damn it. I'm trying to get some white privilege. Can I get a little bit of that white privilege? Anyway, so I know my sister listens. So my sister's name is Renee also. So Renee, don't tell on me because I'm scheming also. My hope is that with this DNA test also, I mean, one, I want to know what I am composed of, my history and everything else. But one of the cool things with Ancestry, .com is that, you know, like Renee was saying, people kind of match up and they're trying to figure out how they're related and stuff like that. I'm hoping to hopefully, and Renee, don't you tell mama. If you tell mama, I'm going to be really upset.
What? No.
No, not you. I'm talking to my sister because she listens.
Oh, okay. I was like.
But okay. My hope is that I'm hoping that some reunion may happen between some family members that may be out there.
Right.
So that's something that I'm hoping for. Because, you know, it's just something that I've always been curious about. And a part of me, just because of how I am, seems missing a bit, I guess is the way. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I guess maybe I shouldn't have watched Antoine Fisher. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
You know, and read the book Finding Fish, which is same story. Not that was my story or anything like that. It was just more a book that I remember that kind of hit me hard back in the day. You know, so I'm really looking forward to seeing what my makeup is and everything else.
And I didn't know that some people actually have a problem with giving their DNA over to a company.
Yeah.
Because then the company owns your DNA and they can do whatever they want with it. I'm like, yeah, but what are they going to do with it? So it's like right. I guess, I mean, they could spread it around a crime scene or something.
I mean, from what I understand, Ancestry.com is just a part of, it's from the Mormon religion, right?
It is. Mormons, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so they got everybody's name. You know, they baptizing folks that passed away, you know.
Yep.
You know, they hooking us up, you know, us heathens when we die and everything else, that we'll, you know, get to heaven. And I appreciate all that. And I think you're still trying to get your name on the do not baptize list, right?
I think I got that off. I think I did.
Or did you just finally say, it don't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Huh? I mean, no. It doesn't matter, I guess, in the long run. It's just weird.
Right. It is.
There are a lot of great, Mormons are great. Love Mormons. The fact that they baptize me, a little weird to me, but Mormons go be you.
Do you want to go ahead and say thank you to them while you can? On episode 230.
Nope. I'm good.
You don't want to say thank you?
For baptizing me? No, yeah. I'm good.
Come on, you ungrateful heathen.
That is me, Sweet T. Ungrateful heathen, yes. So that's my DNA. So it's cool.
Yeah. Next up, the reason that we are the touring couple is that Maya has been asking for 2 weeks to go to the museum. And we were like, would you just take off? You just took off something.
Keep talking.
You jacked me up.
I did it. Keep talking.
So Maya had been asked for the past 2 weeks to go to the museum. So Renee and I were trying to figure out, is she talking about the science museum where they have all the kids stuff? Or was she talking about the museum where art museum?
I'm thinking she meant the science.
But when we asked her, we was like, do you play at the museum? She said no. And then I was like, do you go see pictures? And she said yes. So we took her to the JB Speed Museum, which every Sunday until 2021, you can go for free. You can give a donation if you want to see the extra exhibit that they have and stuff like that. So we took them on Sunday and it was really nice. We got to do a preschool tour where they should talk to the kids. They would go sit in front of a picture. Mm-hmm. And they would talk about this picture. And then one picture they did, it was from a farmer that painted a lot of chickens and birds.
Right.
And so on this tour, Maya and Zoe weren't the only ones there. And so there was another kid there. And the picture that was next to it was a picture of a bobcat killing.
It was just a regular cat.
It was just a cat.
A cat and a dog fighting.
They were fighting, but the cat had killed a chicken.
Yeah, they were fighting over the chicken.
They were fighting over the chicken. And the older kid that was there, they was like, okay, so do you see all the chickens in here? And they all looking at this one picture and yeah. And this one kid was like, there's a chicken in that one. That chicken is different than the others because that chicken over there is dead.
We started cracking up. I was like, well, he ain't lying. Chicken was obviously dead.
Yeah.
And the woman tried to recover really quick.
Yeah. It was, it was pretty funny. And then, they gave all the ground rules of no running, don't touch the art, and everything else. And then there was one kid that went to some presentation beforehand, and he had his paint set,
right.
I'm not sure if you heard this towards the end.
No.
When she was handing out the paint brushes.
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay. That's when you was looking at the political.
Yeah. I was looking at
stuff over there.
Yeah.
You were taking pictures of them too, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
You were? Okay.
Not taking pictures. I was looking up something on my phone about one of the issues in the,
Okay.
In the art.
Okay. So she starts handing out paintbrushes. And the kid's like, oh, I have a paintbrush in my kit. And he opens it up. And she's like, let's not open that up because you're really not supposed to have that in here. I was like, you seen the kid at the very beginning of the thing.
Why didn't you tell him not to open it?
Why'd you tell him that, you know what, let me hold on to your paint kit or
give it to your mom,
give it to your dad. You know, sorry, you can't have that in here. You know, sorry, bro, because you might try to paint the bird in the last picture.
Can you imagine him like painting, like a, yes, like a putting a mark on like a statue?
Yes, the way
permanent
this,
marker.
Yes, the way this kid was. Yes, I could see him doing some junk like that.
It's like I wanted to say he was a little know-it-all, but he's in that age where all kids are like that.
And it was funny. There was like,
I'm just like, ugh.
They were asked a question like, do you know what, you know, this is preschool, you know, 2 to 5. Do you know what textures are? And Maya and Zoe, I do. What's a texture? My mommy and daddy talk us to the museum.
Yeah. I was like,
you know, but she caught on to that. And, you know, she let them say, I know, and she kind of let them talk about stuff. So it was cool. We went there, and then that morning, I actually smoked two whole chickens. I got up early that morning just because I wanted to have dinner and lunch or whatever we were going to do for later that day to have it ready so that when we got back, we wouldn't have to worry about it. So I had gotten up, and the night before I had made a marinade and then I set the chicken in it, and I let it marinate overnight. Got up Sunday morning, set the chicken out and started the smoker up and got everything in. And it turned out great. I mean, did you enjoy the marinated chicken?
I did. It tasted pork.
The smoked chicken.
Yeah, it tasted like pork when you brought it to me. It was good. The girls loved it.
Oh, yeah, the girls.
But they're big fans of chicken. So
right.
They're big fans of chicken. But, yeah, so I hope the smoker gets some use.
It will. I have plenty of chicken. I did buy, so a lot of people may know, I had a bigger grill. The last time I used it was during the family reunion that we did, like, in July. And I've had that grill since... when we moved here, 2012?
Yes.
So I had it since 2012, and it was just beat up and just worn out and everything. And I wasn't going to get another grill, but then, like, there was one day we were trying to quickly get something ready for dinner, and I was like, I'll just fire up the grill. And I remembered I had a tabletop grill that I had back when we were in our apartment, and I pulled it out. Bought an adapter because it was one of those small propane tanks, and I wanted to hook it up to my larger 22 pound propane tanks. And I was like, you know what? This grill is like the perfect size for our family. You know what I'm saying?
The other grill wasn't bad. It was good. You think it was too big?
It wasn't too big, but I did not want to buy another grill that size.
Okay.
I just didn't want to buy another grill that size. And it's... that grill is going to need about $100 worth of work done to it because everything inside of it is rusted. I have to change the burners out. I got the heat deflectors. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. I got to fix the ignition switch. There's a lot that needs to be done. So it's going to be about $80 because I priced it out. It's going to be about $80. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to just invest in a cast aluminum that has cast iron grill, tabletop grill, that Costco had, which is like $100. And it has two burners, which are the current tabletop grill does not have two burners. It's one burner, and the way I control it is by the heat gauge or the adjuster on right by the tank, and I don't like that at all. And I know people are like, yeah, I see Zerby. Zerby said, too big a grill? Is there such a thing?
If you have a party, no, I guess.
Not for a party, but I have a smoker. So my thing is, I have a smoker that I can do easily on each rack. I can do about 12 to 15. Oh, wait a minute. So it's 4. So I'm in 3. So I can do 12 to 20 racks of rib, depending on how I lay them on there. So I have a way. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to, you know, be over grill. I can just smoke everything that I need. I mean, I would rather be honestly. I absolutely, because I don't do charcoal. I do gas. You know, it's like I would rather smoke, you know, a pork butt or a Boston shoulder or some ribs and chicken, stuff like that. That's my preferred way. You know, that's the way I would rather do it. But in those clutch moments when we got to hurry up and get something done, I can just pull out the little tabletop grill. Boom. Two burners. You know, 13,000 BTU. I mean,
that's
the heat that it puts out.
Well, yeah, I know what it means. I just don't have a comparison.
I mean,
one BTU. And...
Well, I mean, it's good. It's good, babe. I just say good. If
it's
I
good.
Say
it's good. Good, it's great. It's great.
So I kind of like that, you know, and I'm able to not have it, you know, just sitting out there in the weather, and it makes me clean everything. Also with the smoker and everything, it makes me clean everything when I'm done.
Yes, that's good.
With the bigger grill, I was like, I'll just clean it and burn it off next time. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I got to clean the adapter and stuff like that. So some of the wood chips that I used for the chicken, I used hickory and cherry. I try to change stuff up. I'll use peach every now and then. And I also have, I have mesquite, hickory, cherry, and peach. Those are the four that I've been playing around with a whole lot. So, I haven't dug into the applewood and stuff like that. So, I'll probably go to Cabela's and pick up some more different chip flavors and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, I have a lot of meat in there. I mean, I did one pork butt, right? Or Boston shoulder.
You did one, yeah.
So, I have three more Boston shoulders to do. I have like two packs of wings, two packs of like big old packs. I have real big packs of chicken legs and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean that's kinda what I have going on. I mean, you know, with the smoking and that's kinda what we did Sunday.
I do want to give a shout out to Rain Jardin, because that's Raina, because I forgot. Jay didn't forget. See, he remembers everything.
Yeah.
And she actually said that she's getting a little jealous of the gaming, wants to get back into gaming, but kids, of course. But she was. But we were talking about WoW, and the new expansion is coming out this September.
Right.
Maybe we'll get back into it, maybe.
And who else? So we got the O'Coins. So,
yes.
So
the O'Coins have...
So we got. So I'm in the alpha, actually. Of,
yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the alpha.
The O'Coins got us kind of thinking about it.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, the alpha kind of had
me
in
baiting
it.
Me.
And everything else. So yeah. I mean, maybe it's time to bring. It wasn't the Victorious Renegades. That was the guild after Shanna and Danny got married and left us in the dust.
Oh yeah.
What was the name of
I need.
Cause what server were you
I
guys
need the
on?
O'Coins.
What server were you guys on?
I don't remember.
I can't remember. All right, Danny and Shanna.
Danny and Shanna.
What's the name of the old guild name?
Where did we first meet, and then which one did we move to?
Yeah.
Because I don't remember.
But anyway, while they try to figure it out, because I can't remember the old guild name.
I just guess.
And I still, you know what? You know what? I want to start the guild, right?
You want to start the guild?
I want to start the guild.
A new guild?
I want to start the guild, and I want to make Danny, I'm going to make everybody an officer except for Shanna. Because that's what Shanna did to me. She didn't make me an officer, and it hurt my feelings. Even though everybody voted for me.
You still bring this up, by the way.
Everyone voted for me, and it hurt my feelings that she didn't do that. But, you know, it's whatever. It's whatever, Shanna. I still love you. You're still my sister from another mister. And Danny, you're still my brother from another mother.
Okay.
And I love my nieces and nephew. And Raina, you my girl. You know how they go.
Raina's one of my crushes.
And I was stalking some of her pictures earlier, though.
She's so pretty.
I was stalking her pictures.
Oh, she's
actually
so cute.
So here's the. So should I list out who I stalked this week?
Sure.
Should that be an episode? Should that be a segment in the in the Valentine cast? Who did Jay stalk this past week? So I stalked pictures from Danny and Shanna. I stalked pictures from Raina. I stalked pictures from Marlissa. I stalked pictures from Nikki. I stalked Aaron's pictures because, you know, his Eve's about to turn 4. I stalked pictures from Feek. And who else did I stalk pictures from? Let me think about it. Oh, I stalked pictures from a couple of trolls also. That actually, so there's something weird. There's something weird going on in the bourbon community here in Kentucky. And it's really weird. And I don't absolutely understand it. Because you know how with Facebook,
right,
you get groups of people. You know, so Facebook gives you the ability to meet up with all these different people and you have the same passion and everything, right? And you sometimes you have these groups because you don't have anyone else to express this with, you know? And what I've found and what I don't understand is that after a little bit of time, within that group, craziness happens and you kind of start having cliques inside those groups of people that even try to be even more elite in that group, right?
Right.
It happens in gamer culture. It happens in geek culture. I mean, I've seen it happen. But in the bourbon community, it is to the point where people take it a bit too far and they start affecting people's lives. Okay? When I say affecting people's lives, they're like seeing where so-and-so works.
It's creepy.
And causing issues. You know what I'm saying? Like, they are, if you own a business, if they don't like you, they'll go leave bad reviews and stuff like that and just say just crazy stuff. I mean, they're attacking personal and professional lives. They're not just, you know, being an asshole on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's moving outside of Facebook.
It's
I don't absolutely get it, you know? And it's like, for me, I try not to be in that. It's like Friday was a bourbon release at one of the stores, right? And one of the things that I tend to do, I mean, everybody, I kind of stand out because it's not a lot of black guys that drink bourbon and stuff like that, which is something I'm going to talk to you guys about. And we talked about it before. So they had a bourbon release at one of the stores right close to us. So we dropped the kids off on Friday. So instead of buying a bottle of bourbon this past week, I took $40. I went to Chick-fil-A and I bought a shit ton of food. Okay. And I knew, so people were like standing in line. They've been standing in line for like since like 3 a.m. and stuff like that. I bought like a bunch of chicken minis, bagels, and everything else. And I took them to the, I took them there. I took it to the store. And, you know, because like here, because the community is supposed to be supportive. You know what I'm saying?
That's sweet.
So I dropped it off and I was like, just make sure, because last time I did this, someone did clean up behind it, so they left a mess. So I ended up going back and cleaning it up.
Yeah,
because I don't want to leave a want to leave a mess in front of the store.
Why would you do that?
Well, some people weren't thinking. They were just some people just thought, you know what, we'll leave. We don't want to throw it away. We'll leave it for someone else if they want some.
Oh, that.
But
kind
then
of no one, no one ever
cleaned it up. You know,
right.
So I dropped off. I dropped off the food, and I came home, and because I had to work. I mean, I didn't. And plus, you know, yeah, I wanted a bottle, but. You know, whatever. You know, I would rather do that because a lot of times people ask me about bourbon. They'll say, what is the best bourbon? And my quick answer is always, it is the bourbon or the drink that I share with friends and loved ones. Because I absolutely don't care what's in this glass. But if I am sitting down and I'm having a good time with friends. I'm having a good time with loved ones. The memories that are being made, the conversations that are being had is what I absolutely love. Because that right there is what I feel is what it's about. It's about bringing that together. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times there's so much shit going on in the world that just sitting and talking and just loving the people that you're with far outweighs. Yo, I have Pappy 23 year in here.
Yeah.
Ooh, I have Pappy 23 year in my glass. You know what? Just give me a glass of Mellow Corn and a friend to talk to, and boom, we good. We good. But anyway, so long story short, just people, let's, you know, Church of the Valentine, you know, we're ordained ministers and everything else. And we only have one rule. Don't be a dick. Don't be a dick.
It's so easy not to be a dick. If even if you don't agree with someone.
Right.
You don't have to be a dick about it.
Right.
You know?
So.
Offbeat question.
Offbeat question.
Never mind. Never mind. No. My offbeat question is I answer my own question.
What was it? Now, everyone on the show is going to wonder now.
I was looking at my account settings for World of Warcraft, which I do have a balance of $2.50, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That can go a long way toward a game.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, this says active. What is this? It's just the World of Warcraft Warlords of Draenor PTR. It's active.
All right.
But that's like...
That may be a
couple back, right?
I mean, Draenor is just the one that they're on now, babe.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Oh, so does everyone get in the PTR for that?
No, babe. We're friends and family because of Randy.
Oh, so I'm on the so I can just play on the PTR.
Yeah.
Randy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he put us in there because
I forgot.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway,
I might play some.
Anyway, thanks, Randy.
Thank you. See.
So, I mean, that was the only reason why, because I do go out and play that because I know he got us in there, and, you know, that was good night, Zerbius. Have a good night. But yeah, so definitely, bourbon, whiskey, beer, food, whatever, just having it with family and friends is amazing. Played a bunch of Vermintide with Randoms and Frisco's Nose Folks, having a lot of fun. And then Renee and I, we've definitely been playing some Divinity 2. Divinity Original Sin 2. One day she's going to get this right in the chat. In the title. Sadly, when you guys come to watch us to play, which we will be playing Friday, we are taking a mental health day. We are taking a PTO day.
Yes.
And we are going to play Divinity Original Sin all day long.
We're going to like go old school with the gamer foods and everything.
Right, right. I'm going to get some pizza bites or whatever you call them.
Those are like
molten,
liquid molten lava. We don't want those.
So we're going to play some Divinity Original Sin 2. What you'll find out when you come to watch us, we actually don't have our source collars anymore. So you'll be sad to know that we no longer have our source collars. We did get those removed.
Why would they be sad to know?
Because we didn't do it on the stream.
Oh, okay.
And then we also cleared that one illusion dungeon with Lockjoy or whatever that dude's name is that was laughing at us.
Lamp something? I don't know.
Trumpjoy. There we go. And he was acting like a Trump. I'm just going to say that. You also been playing some Lego game, right?
I have. So... a long time ago, Jay and I played Lego game just to show the girls or whatever. And since then, it's become like a thing that they like us to play.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give them a controller that doesn't work and one that's turned off because Maya was having a fit because she wanted mine. I was like, I can't play. The other one's out of power. So I have to have this one. But anyway, so after them asking me, and I find that I'm like getting into it. So now I'm like, hey girls, do you want to watch me play a Lego game? So it's fun.
Right.
It's just pure fun. And I feel like now I can maybe finish Horizon Zero Dawn one day.
Maybe. So I know Slum Duggan was saying he's been trying to get his girlfriend to play games and stuff like that.
Lego game would be a great one to do together. I'm telling you,
I have a bunch
of... the latest ones.
Yeah, I have a bunch of co-workers that they are... their spouses who normally don't game, male and female, they absolutely love the Lego games.
Lego games is good.
Because
get the latest, newer ones.
Yeah, because they have voice.
And yes, they have voice, and they have that screen that mails back in. It's not total right. split screen all right. the time, which is awesome.
So Lego Batman 2 was when they introduced voices.
Okay.
The Lego games prior to that.
They're just
like, it's kind of like you kind of had a,
what was going on.
But
yeah.
some of the underlying jokes, I mean, Iron Man doing the robot and the Cabbage Patch.
Freaking Fantastic Four turning into a teapot.
Yeah.
I'm the little teapot dance.
I mean, stuff like that is hilarious. I mean, the Lord of the Rings one was great also. So basically, especially if you get one that's like a movie that she's a fan of, like a Harry Potter, you know what I'm saying? There may be a Harry Potter Lego game that you're going through all the chapters of Harry Potter, and you're just making your way through it. And some of the jokes that are in there are absolutely on point, and they're hilarious. So I mean, I absolutely say try some of the more cooperative games where it's like Legos, and some of them they're forgiving, but it takes some working together to get through it.
Yeah.
So definitely, that would be my suggestion on that.
Definitely.
And then also, so a lot of people know, I work part time at Westport Whiskey and Wine. One of my good coworkers, and you guys heard me talk about work wives and stuff like that, but I am officially someone's bae at Westport Whiskey and Wine. Her name is Jen, and she's amazing. So go ahead, Renee.
So Jay called Jen up on what?
So
you called her on the phone?
No. I texted her to
text.
So Jen does.
Sorry,
so
I need him to.
So let me explain
it.
So Jen, she's a teacher, and she works part time also. Jen also orders for our 90-point wine rack. So everything that's on this wine rack has scored 90 points or above, and is below $25. So a lot of times I'm like her assistant, because there's just so many wines on this rack that I have to try some of them, let her know how I like them. Was it a dark fruit forward? How tannic was it? Was it sweet? Was it refreshing? All that stuff. Was it too dry? So a lot of things like that. So I help her with that. And it kind of started off when we were going to the Yuengling release, and she wanted me to be her date. She was like, I need for you to be my date, because I don't want to go by myself. There's going to be a bunch of guys there. Can you just go with me? She was like, no, actually, it started way back around Thanksgiving when we took her to Plate. You took her to Plate because...
Oh, yeah.
Because she used to work by herself on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you can't go from 1 until 7 and not eat anything. Come on.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you want me to have... I whenever she works on Sundays, I call, ask her, does she want me to bring her anything? Because, I mean, it's just kind of team player I am.
You're an awesome team player.
But the guys take care of themselves. But, but you took her a plate because I had to go somewhere else.
Right.
And when Renee walked in, I came back out. I talked to Jen later that week, and she was like, I love your wife. And I was like...
We didn't even talk like...
You didn't. You didn't.
We didn't talk at all.
She was like, she has resting bitch face like I do. And I was like, oh, yeah. And she was like, I love the resting bitch face, because it's like... I mean, Jen has it, and it's kind of like, it's just one of those things that if a guy doesn't understand... resting bitch face, they're put off by it.
They are,
and they're like, smile. You're too pretty. You're too pretty to be all upset.
Trust me, I've heard that a billion times.
It's like, really? It's just like that's just her face. Let her face be. I love it. I just love it because it's just like a deterrent of assholes. And so I told Renee, and then And then it kind of, so fast forward a few months, and then the Yuengling thing, she wanted me to go with her because there are some things that could possibly happen that she would need rescuing out of.
Right.
And that kind of happened because we were there, you know, beer was pouring, drinks were pouring, and people were talking to her and they were getting kind of close and they kept moving closer and moving closer. And I looked at her, I was like, "You ready to go?" She was like, "Yes, please, let's go." And so I snatched her out of that incident. And so she, but ever since then, and then, so what happened was, I was, so the wine I'm drinking now is one of the wines I'm supposed to be trying for. Well, actually, it's one of the ones that she told me about. That's one of her favorites. The one that I had tried, the Silk and Spice, mm-hmm. Is one of her absolute favorites. And I told her, and I texted her, and I was like, "Yo, this wine is the bomb." And then next thing I know, you know, she calls. So she just calls. She calls.
Right.
And to kind of talk about her evening, mm-hmm. which we won't mention, no, and everything else.
Could not mention that.
And then she was like, "Can I FaceTime you?" She asked this, not me.
Yeah, Jay's usually the one that.
She was like, "Can I FaceTime you?" And I was like, "Yeah," because she wanted me to put it on speaker because she wanted to talk to Renee also. And they were talking back and forth. She's like, "Ah, da, da, da." And then next thing I know, I just gave the phone to Renee because they were just talking. So apparently they're going to be hanging out and I'm going to be serving them drinks in a thong and feeding them grapes or something. No.
Not even.
It's not even like that.
It is not.
But nah, so they're supposed to be hanging out.
Dude, and I love her. Drinks. I have a crush on her. She is just one of those people you just love instantly. And I have a few of those. Kim, Raina, Jen. Just like, oh, if I was like gay and you were gay, I would still want to do that kind of thing. Love yeah. Jen. I'm excited to hang out with her.
But so I met her friend she works with.
Oh, okay.
And at the Bourbon Society meeting. And she was like, "He's my BFF. You're my bae." And I was like, "What?" I was like, "What?"
Don't you love me? Dude, you are a lot of people's bae's. You don't realize how many people have like a crush on you.
I don't know. That's because I'm safe. Okay?
You're safe.
I am safe. I am a happily married man with 5 children. Okay? I'm safe. Okay. And also, I am that big brother that will cut a motherfucker
for
a friend.
That's true.
So, don't mess with my friends. And I'm safe. How about that?
Yes.
She don't. No one has to. No one has to worry that I'm going to be like, "All right, Renee. I'm out. I'm going to go hang out with..." I'm in love with these other people. It ain't like that because I love my wife. I love my family. I love my kids and everything. So it's been a great... our blended family's been kind of funny lately. Talking to Daniel, my son, he has a job now. And it's...
Woo! It's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny.
It's so funny.
It's funny hearing his stories about work because it's kind of like... He's starting to understand a little bit, you know, and I'm waiting for that first check to come in so he can be like, "Wait a minute, I was supposed to make this, but they took this." And I'm going to be like,
I cannot wait for that.
I'm going to be like,
I am waiting for Friday. Friday's going to be a great day in so many ways. Gaming all day and your son gets paid. I cannot wait for your son to get paid.
So there, it's that. So I'm just waiting. I haven't even said anything. I haven't even warned him. I'm hoping he knows, but I refuse to be like, "Guess what, Daniel? You know, take what you're going to make and divide it by 0.75. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's going to be, all right, yes, it's money.
Right.
But no, it will not be what he thinks.
Right. It's like, okay, Daniel. Let's hypothetically, you make $100 an hour. It's a hypothetical. You make $100 an hour, Daniel. And he should be like, "Oh man, I worked 4 hours. I'm gonna get $400. No. I'm like, "Daniel, once you multiply that by 0.75, you get 300, bruh.
Yep. They're going to take a big chunk. I mean, yeah. Still, with a kid with no bills and stuff.
And I am proud of him because the first thing he asked me when he got his job, he was like, I need to know the amount I need to pay for the phone bill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I am proud of him on that. And I'm proud of him. I am proud of him on that. Overall, I am proud of him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that said a lot to me when he said that. But, you know, I told him he broke his phone. And I was like,
dude, I can't keep a phone. I'm like,
get your phone fixed, dude. I'll give you a little leeway on the bill.
Right.
You need to get your phone fixed because he dropped it. And the bottom part of his phone isn't working, so he can't swipe to answer.
But he kept trying to use it.
No, the thing is, so the way he does, it does a missed call, and so at the top, the missed call goes up at the top. So he swipes up at the top to and that's how it calls back.
He should have. But why did he just keep using it when he knew it was?
He was like, because then we were hanging up. He was like. I was like, all right, Daniel, I love you. I'll talk to you later. He was like, I love you too, Dad. Then we just sat there. He was like, you're going to have to hang up because I can't hang up. And I said, no. I said, I'm going to stay here forever. So there's that and everything. So one of the things that I did want to mention is there's something that I've been thinking about doing. It kind of came up yesterday. But I am absolutely thinking about possibly maybe starting a podcast, another podcast. I don't know.
About bourbon?
For people of color.
And bourbon.
And bourbon. People of color and women of bourbon. Because I like to get a little bit more representation, you know, in the community and stuff like that. And I'm putting it out there. I probably shouldn't. Somebody would probably steal it and run with it. If so, good on you. But there's enough out there for us all. But I think there's something that I absolutely want to do. I don't know. There's a couple things I need to work out and everything else. Renee is texting and I need to turn my sound off. So anyway, if you want to reach us, you can do so. Oh, you know what? You know what? Hold on. Before I get in trouble. Oh, shit. Because I think somebody may have sent us an email.
Oh, man.
Let me see.
I never check, so.
Because someone said that they're going to actually send an email this time. Oh, they didn't. Okay. I don't feel bad
good.
Now. And don't feel bad that you didn't do it, person.
Yeah, please
that,
don't.
That may be listening. Don't. I just had to make sure you didn't send it, and I did not read it. So. But if you do want to send us email, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast.
Video of this.
The Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast. And before we get to video, if you go look at our Twitter feed, we did set up a Discord channel.
We do. It's called Valentine.
So we have a Discord server out there.
Can they just search for it and it'll pop up?
No, they have to go to the Twitter feed and click on the link. So go out to the Twitter feed at ValentineCast. Hit the Discord server. We're not like real chatty, but it's kind of cool that, you know, we got some people to talk to out there. So I'm gonna invite some folks and everything else and everything. Anyway, babe, video. Where can video be seen?
Video of this and previous episodes can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Yeah, everybody. So that's going to be it. Next Monday is Easter Monday. If you have any questions. Why am I talking about you have any questions?
I don't know.
I feel like that I'm actually talking.
Were you at work or something?
Yes.
If you have any questions, please let me know.
Yes. I am absolutely talking like I am at work.
You went into work mode.
Oh, my God. That's
if
how,
you have any questions, please let me know.
That's how my day has been, to be perfectly honest. I'm going to be frank and Macaulay. How you doing, buddy? But I'm going to be frank, and I'm just going to say that's how my work day has been. It's just been back to back to back to back. If you have any questions, just let me know. You can call me at 502-476-6969. That's a fake number, and I'm hoping somebody at Humana has it. And that you try to call it. You did not get that number from me. Do
what's
not drop
Easter?
My name.
Slum Dug is it. What's Easter? It's kind of like how I feel, but we do the egg hunt in the back.
Are we doing the no-kill shelter? Come put eggs in the yard?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway.
We can do that.
We'll let you guys know. Well, they're raising money for no-kill.
I know.
That's the only reason.
I know.
They supply the candy and all the goodies.
I know.
But anyway, all of our music, Pretty Lights Music. Go check them out, prettylightsmusic.com. We have music from Andrew Allen Trio. And this episode has been brought to you by Early Times, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, bottled in bond, as well as Altez. This is some kind of blend, red blend. But anyway, we'll talk to you later. Talk to you next week. Watch us on Friday, playing it, Divinity. We love you guys. Bye.
Boops.
You just let me ramble on.